plate a potential nugget.
I think just getting into the book, Raghu, you talk about the five Pandava archetypes. And you say that each archetype is a different type of power that we can unleash, each one of us. You also talk about the distinction between an archetype and a stereotype.
That's right.
Which I found really illuminating. So can you talk about the five archetypes for the purpose of listeners? Just paint a picture of what those are and also make the distinction between the archetype
stereotypes and the archetype. You were watching the television series, na, Mahabharata.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, Tara Singh comes as Bhima. No one.
You might be right, correct.
Yeah, I think so.
Correct. I'm trying to.
Yeah, that's a stereotype. Okay. That Bhima is this big guy and, you know, he's got this.
No, Tara Singh actually comes as Hanuman in Ramayana.
In Ramayana. Okay, that's also a stereotype in any case. Whatever.
Bhima was something.
Right? Yeah, but Bhima will be one of these big guys. Yeah, it can't be anybody else, right? Now, that is a stereotype. Okay. And the archetype has nothing to do with this external form. Okay, the archetype are the essential characteristics of any figure. Now, if you take Bhima, the essential characteristics are a love for adventure, passion, right? He loves Duryodhana, Draupadi the most of all the brothers, right? So these kind of essential characteristics are the archetypes. Now, when you boil something like this down to the archetype, then Bhima can be inside you, Bhima can be inside me. I don't have to have rippling muscles to be Bhima. When I awaken this part of me, which has passion and adventure, Bhima inhabits me, right? When I invoke or evoke the part of me that loves order, that loves stability and uses all my energies to establish that, I'm a Yudhishthira, right? When I invoke compassion and service in me, I'm a Nakula, right? And when I invoke love of knowledge, curiosity, I'm a Sahadeva. And when I can confront the paradoxes of life, the dharma sankatas of life, the dilemmas of life, and ask deep existential questions, I'm an Arjuna. So the moment you understand them as archetypes, they're in all of us. And it's the book, it suggests, it's very clear in the book itself, that it ought to be read like this. Okay, there are introductory things in the book starts, right, where there are questions between Vyasa and Brahma, why should I write this book? So he says, write it so people can reflect. And he also says, write the book, replete with the rasas of life. Because people cannot understand the truth from the Upanishads and all these things. But if you write in a way that is evocative of the rasas of living, they'll understand. So in the Mahabharata is, one of the most important psychologists in India, Girindra Shekhar Bose, has called the Mahabharata the most complete compendium of case studies.
True.
Right? So any human situation, you'll find a story which reflects the human situation. There'll be characters there who exemplify different types of behaviors. Right? So the whole book, is situations where there are different types of behavior. Dharmic behavior, behavior that's not dharmic. And what happens?
And what I find fascinating as well is each person is shown in several shades of gray.
Of course.
And not as a...
Yeah, no monoliths.
Right.
Yeah.
No right, no wrong.
No right,
every
wrong.
Person under different
That's
circumstances.
Right. Can evoke a dharmic or an adharmic response. Yeah.
Which makes it...
Like talking about the archetype, the Bhima and the Duryodhana are the same archetype. right? And it's set beautifully in the Mahabharata. Na? They both study with the same teacher, Balarama. Both are Gadadharis. Right? And they're both powerful people. Yeah. And the way Bhima brings alive these capabilities and the way Duryodhana brings them alive are very different.
As we think about our journeys, I find it's useful to ask the question, what are the kinds of leaders that are being celebrated in the organization? That question often throws light on the archetypes of leaders that flourish in a certain organization and what it takes for someone like you and where you might need to flex to progress. A deeper reflection could be whether this is the right organization for you, if there's too much dissonance between what it takes and who you are or what you want to become. Thank you for listening.